Thus I heard, at one time the blessed one was dwelling on the royal domain of Ultratic Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time the blessed one was absorbed in the samadhi of the niyastas of Ananda and all the town appearance. At the same time, the Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Sharivadi Guru with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra. Like this, all phenomena are emptiness. Having no characteristics, they are ongoing and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance. And so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom, and since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra that calms all suffering and knows truth or is not deceptive, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom. Teyata, om gate gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisoha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the blessed one arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you are taught. Our authentic confidence will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharivadi Putra and Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice in the praise of the words of the Blessed One.
Lamadangam po jetsu jangkar yamla chanselo Kangiro dhoi drivni trindra dita ganda kaselwe Shinge dhungo jirshin zikshin niki dhungra lekmamzen Kangasi vetsu ramari muntom dunya so kuna kuchi tatse yama kuchu yamden so jruta chirpo yamo nilo neki chakro tatse che adri munse Om Bhagavat Sam.
순발라 니 데로
다네
디주다 집이 삼딘다 디주라 마템이 삼딘 기타 삼딘 했나 띵인지 곰곰 기지식으로 곰 기지식 띵인지 기지식으로 띵인지 시야 띵인지 근데 곰이 되면 뭐여 띵난 다다 라고야 고치도 기타 라고야 고디 주고고 담보
So we have reached on the page that deals with how to approximate the deity while keeping the commitments. That is the page where we are in right now. And this has three parts. It's absorption with recitations, and absorption not reliant on recitations. So here it actually deals with, it primarily deals with meditation on samadhi. And there are many different kinds of meditation on samadhi. So in this particular context, when it speaks about observations or the samadhi, here really refers to the observation or the samadhi refers to the meditation on deity.
다들은 어디 변화 주디지나라 제주다 주주 라드니 제주다 내전 내전 주디지 이르하고 남민다민다 송유르 된다 또 된다 제주 시바이나 제주 된다 제주다 가서 라곰스드 눈두베 라젠타네 에라데라 미니니 공제치 야 라데 아라니 라이 모체네 있는 공찬다치 리무다 니용고르스.
So speaking about meditation on deities, there are different kinds of meditation on deities depending upon the different classes of the tantra, such as action tantra, performance tantra, yoga tantra, and anuttara yoga tantras. So based on different classes, there are different ways in which one engages in the practice of meditation deity, deity yoga, in other words. So here, primarily, when we speak about, when we speak about meditation on deity, there are primarily two kinds. One is meditating deity, or in other words, visualizing deity in front of oneself, what we call visualizing the particular deity is invited within, before oneself, in the space at the level of one's forehead. That's a one kind of meditating on deity. There's another kind of meditation deity is you know, visualizing and transforming oneself in the form of deity. So there are primarily of two kinds, one in the front of oneself, and other is generating oneself, in other words, transforming oneself within the form of deity.
That is the did not have gums to do. That had to, this one was had to gums. That was the under number you get the zoo, the charges and number two said. And Tombe la, Yigi la, number Yigi, and it dra la, and in her, Gaza, Zugila, Chajila. Tomba yigi dazu da chaja sema semila oti trudi enda gunda minda minda din suimbar oti gunda shugu se.
So then in this particular text that we were dealing with is we are dealing with the meditation on deity based on action tantra. So with respect to the practice of deity, practice of action tantra, there primarily we will find six different kinds of visualizations of the deity practice, such as the deity meditation, the deity of the emptiness or the empty deity, deity of meditation on the emptiness, deity of emptiness, or the empty deity, in other words, I would say. And then sound deity with an X. And then the letter deity, and the form deity, and the mudra or the seal deity, and the sign deity. So those are the six different kinds of deity meditation that is involved in the Asian Tantra practice.
Tila undu tando tambang ara su la goma la ane ting ha gi nyane chingi ji bi chane ngenjun jase yande be ta sum yi la jane saba tu ya ane toni ki ta wa yi la jabe toni ing ha ne nyane chi go de ha jang gi chi mu ta toni ki ta wa ta wi go wa ti me de mu no bi cha jen ro ji cha ba yin da ti go yi res.
So speaking about here, you know, practicing, engaging in the practice of deity, suddenly we're talking about practicing, engaging in the practice of Vajrayana, or the tantric practices. So to become oneself, oneself as a qualified, the tantric practice, one need to have at least a proper understanding of three principles of the path. Renunciation, those are the renunciations, bodhicitta, and perfect view of emptiness. And so without understanding of those three principles of the path, one's deity practice will become a baseless. It is thus understanding of three principles of the path is very essential to become oneself as a qualified tantric or the Vajrayana practitioners. Particularly the practice understanding of wisdom realizing emptiness or the perfect view of emptiness is something that is inevitable. Without having this, having a perfect view of emptiness, there is no basis or the platform or the foundation upon which one can develop one's practice of Vajrayana.
Tilanda sanga ge chu kande jeng ko tsu ba ina tambo om so ba ju sa da so ba shu da se ge tsi di ta ma che de yong de ro den da om se ge tsi di na la den da mi ro sum āu māsum yūrēs. Āu māsum dīgī kār tsūngurēs lāwa yīnā, lūngā yīsum tsūngurēs. Tātāmba tī shīgū, tā, lūngā yīsum.
So whenever we engage in the deity practice or the practice of Vajrayana, we will find in the beginning of one's practice the particular mantras or the lines that is to be recited prior to one's deity, visualizations of the deity. So the common lines or the mantra that is found prior to one's deity practice is Om Subhava Shuddha Samanda Subhava Shuddha Ham. This will be found each and every practice of deity, prior to each and every practice of deity visualizations. So starting from Om, that the lines of this mantra actually starts from the Om. Om, which composed of three syllables, A-Uma. And A-Uma, this particular three syllables, syllables signifies one's own body, speech, and speech, body, speech, and mind.
That is why the longa yisum said la, rumiro ni samda. Thame be longa yisum. Then ngarazu longa yisum thi. Thame bari yenda kaya sena. Leda nyomong trube longa yisum yenda. Ani thame be longa yisum chi. Ta maombala ngarazu.
So here when we speak about significance of the body, speech, and mind of oneself, and there are again the two different ways in which that one understood this body, speech, and mind. The one is what we call the body, speech, and mind of ordinary. In other words, the ordinary body, speech, and mind, which is the product of karma and delusions. The body, speech, and mind that is produced or induced by karma and delusions is said to be the ordinary body, speech, and mind. And then there's a pure body, the body that is purified body, speech, and mind. The purified body, speech, and mind is in the future. The enlightened body, speech, and mind is to be accomplished. What is to be accomplished by ourselves, by means of one's own practice, is said to be the pure body, speech, and mind. And why that is called pure body, speech, and mind? It is enlightened body, speech, and mind that is to be accomplished by oneself through one's own practice is said to be pure. Why it is called pure is because this is pure. It is freed from faults. In other words, freed from karma and delusions. So therefore, it is called pure body, speech, and mind that is to be accomplished in the future.
Tendanda madabi lunga yisumti kadu yina madaba lunga yisumri vesi maris madabi lunga yisumti agi nyamni chugi nyamni chibi topji ni tabi lunga yisum roya yores silaundi da madabi lunga yisum tabi lunga yisum mo rurungi ba jutuya yimba ji samdang gu res.
So though here this the present impure body, speech, and mind, or one could call the ordinary body, speech, and mind, can be transformed into the nature of pure body, speech, and mind by means of one's own practice, particularly the relying on the practice of Vajrayana or the Tantrayana.
The Indani, the Madhavi Lunga is the Tabi Lunga is the Kandijin Rugur is the Lamna. Chidan that. Rayak Jumambu, Janus and Ninchim, Ninjun Chansen Yanda Pitawa, Kangalota, Madawa Lunga is Tabilunga is Juziki, Mon Ruziki, Juchagi Yurti, Ti Nani, Musu Takaji, Rua Chingidi, Yanda Pitawa, Tombanigri, Tombanin Tobi, Tu Mano Matuba, Su Jule Namchivana, and a DB Kazuri, Madawa Lunga is Tabilunga is when you
what really causes this impure body, speech, and mind can be transformed in the nature of pure body, speech, and mind? So with this regard, there are many different causes and conditions, such as renunciations, bodhicitta, compassion, practice of love, and so on. All of this becomes the causes and condition for transformation of one's own impure body, speech, and mind into the body's pure body, speech, and minds. So what is the actual cause here? Although all of this causes and condition will become practice of bodhicitta and renunciation and so forth can become a causes for transforming one's impure body, speech, and mind into the pure body, speech, and mind. But the exclusive or the direct causes and condition for transforming one's impure body, speech, and mind into the pure body, speech, and mind is wisdom realizing emptiness. So at the moment that you have gained the wisdom that understands emptiness, that ascertains emptiness, then you are actually stepping into the path of transforming, you're on the process of transforming oneself, one's impure body, speech, and mind into the body, speech, and pure body, speech, and mind.
Madhabi Lunga Yisu, Tabi Lunga Yisu, Ju Tsogun Rasan Kharse Na Nangarang, Madhabi Lunga Yisu Mdi, Tso Yonya Ki Ju, Tartu Ba Di, 엄마 마리바 난데 마리바 티기 주치네 티기 주체발라 떼니 니문 두두마 무지야 타 티기 베이지 가서다 니발라 떼니 니 알아서 마다베 누가 예수 주워인자 따조 마리바 티 메바 차트바 이나 이네 라징이 답이 누가 예수 누가 임바지 안도 리바톤에
Why, out of all those causes and conditions, this particular cause or cause of transforming one's body, speech, and mind into the pure body, speech, and mind, which is the wisdom, realizing emptiness? Why the wisdom, realizing emptiness really becomes this, direct cause for transforming one's body, speech, and mind into the pure body, speech, and mind? Is is because our impure body, speech, and mind is a result or the fruit of ignorance, the maripa or the avidya. And it is because of this ignorance, one's body, speech, and mind become impure. So wisdom realizing emptiness is the one that directly counteracts ignorance, and one that directly eliminates the ignorance. So therefore, wisdom realizing emptiness is said to be the actual cause for transforming one's body, speech, and mind into the pure body, speech, and mind.
Then the Dinamanda Manamanda Yenza, the number two number Tomodaji, Zetela Tene, and Timatomo Tadu was bidden and eating another July. So one dam in the Mambo Yere did the Tomodaji, Tony to be shared of the Chadivis, the end of the Dinig Chani. Tony Gongo at the kitchen Chagris, Tamu.
So, for instance, if let's take example of such a certain container that is dirty, and then in order to, clean that container, you need a certain, substances, or the chemicals that can clean the dirts, and then also the dirty. When we speak about the dirts that is contained by the container, there are gross level and the subtle levels. And it requires a different, different the substances to cleanse the particular, containers, the gross level of dirts and the subtle level of dirts and so on. Similarly, we, as ordinary beings, we do possess all different kinds of delusions, negative thoughts and emotions within us. Gross level of negative thoughts and emotions, and subtle level of negative thoughts and emotions. And there are many different, antidotes or the remedies for cleansing those negative thoughts and emotions. But out of all of these remedies, wisdom that understands emptiness is said to be the remedy. Not only it cleanses the gross level of the negative thoughts and emotions, but also cleanse the subtle level of negative thoughts and emotions.
The internet, the Karsore, Rani lying, Rani lagombaina, Rantam Tonjaji. Tame be Luma Yisum de Tonjajini, Omba Tony Gomadilla, Ombila, Saduna, Tombila, said it. The Rani Magomena, Duna Beti Kazore, Lagoyak de Kariaina, Zete.
So out of this practice of the six, practice of the deities in this particular, the vehicle, the action tantra. So it says the first deity practice is what we call the empty deity, the empty deities. Why it is called empty deity is because whenever we engage in the practice of deity, either one visualizes oneself in the form of deity or one visualizes the deity in front of oneself, prior to transformation of oneself within the form of deity, one needs to purify one's impure body, speech, and mind into emptiness. In other words, one is completely reflecting one's mind upon this state of emptiness. And within the state of emptiness, in other words, the very mind that understands emptiness then arises in the form of deity, which is generating oneself into the deity. And similarly, when one is visualizing the deity in one front of oneself, then again, one need to first purify it and focus one's mind upon the emptiness. And within the sphere of this emptiness, one then visualize the deity within in front of oneself and so on. So therefore, out of all the six different deity practices, the practice of empty deity is the first.
Tiyendane ta toni gomedi la tombi lhasi nardu ani chidang khasore dandi maripala ni bichani gubay yang tabadichi teta chabchikdu ngarandu madabi lunga yizun kurang la yinsilam na dima chandugur, jadun chandugur tiyendan, ti miyo ichi du ani tonja gunguwa chichi teta nani dundu la karikiya yina toma jaya nanda, shindo jaya nanda enam bedi tiguruji jaya nanda ti tsama lo ta
So there are many important reasons of why we need to meditate on emptiness prior to meditation on deity, either meditating deity in front of oneself or the self-generating, which means the generating oneself in the form of deity and so forth. The first reason here is the reflection upon the emptiness becomes the remedy or the antidote for ignorance or this ignorance of self-grasping mind. And so then the second reason is purifying one's impure body, speech, and mind into the emptiness. Then one can become oneself as a suitable to generate oneself into the form of deity. Otherwise, without purifying one's impure body, speech, and mind into the emptiness, it is not a productive to really to visualize or to generate oneself into the form of deity. And in fact, it is called a baseless in generating oneself into the form of deity without purifying one's body, speech, and mind into the emptiness. Similarly, when one is engaging in the practice of meditating the deity in front of oneself, that also requires reflection upon the emptiness first of all, and reflection up within the sphere of emptiness, within the understanding of emptiness. One then visualize deity in front of oneself. So therefore, this reflection upon the emptiness is a very, very essential part of the tantric practices. So if one is able to precisely reflect one's mind upon the emptiness, in other words, if one is able to meditate on emptiness prior to one's visualization of deity, then one has actually laid the firm foundation upon which one can generate, one can merited deity. So therefore, first, without, prior to becoming oneself into deity, one need to make sure that your understanding emptiness is complete, and you are actually establishing very firmly the basis upon which one generates into deity, which means the understanding of emptiness. So within the sphere of emptiness, for instance, if one is visualizing Avalokiteshvara or the Chenritsi, then within the sphere of emptiness, one then visualizes generating oneself into the Sri syllable, which then becomes, the Sri syllable then becomes the deity. Similarly, if one is engaging in the practice of visualization of Vajrasattva, then within the sphere of emptiness, one visualizes Hum syllable, which then arises in the form of deity.
Dawa da nimi deng thola ni rii goya, dina mambu ji song goya. Di karasi na, dawa da nima sengdi, tabshi ni chung goya, tabshi ni, tada shira ni. Megi ni shira chumba, nima ki, dawa ki nji chumba. Chita nga rangzu ki dabi kusumdi, dabi lunga yi sumdi, tabshi ni ki yu ni to goya yinba. Tabshi ni meba yina to mudoba, dili ki chani. Tabshi ni sumdundi lamla tengi to goba yinza ni, ni denda da deng thola rii goya.
So most of the time when we visualize deity, and before becoming visualizing deity within the sphere of emptiness, one visualizes Sri syllable or the Hum syllable, whatever the Sit syllable of the respective deity, and one visualizes the moon dix and the sun dix, upon which then one generates the sit syllables, which then becomes a deity, right? So the reason for visualizing those two dix, moon dix and sun dix, is because the moon dix and sun dix represents the method and wisdom. The sun represents wisdom, and the moon represents method, which is the bodhicitta or the great compassion. So therefore, it is through the practice of, combined practice of method and wisdom, one is able to transform one's impure body, speech, and mind within the pure body, speech, and mind. So therefore, it is to in order to signify which is a transformer of impure body, speech, and mind, into pure body, speech, and mind, then we visualize this moon dix and sun dix, which represents a combination of both wisdom and method.
Jadi ni mana degi siapa sungguh, dua degi jangan sungguh sungguh. Kerana ni mana caya orang ini mah, caya orang ini degi ni jika sura, sahing siapa, kerana begi mewah itu ya, benda mela cuci cawan benda metik itu kure, cuci cuci kawan benda cuci itu kure. Jadi kita nampak cipta je begini, danzi marik badi mewah itu lagi ni jika sura. Nipa cheba ji yuwe bichane ni shirao chenpa yinpa. Dawa di sivi ranji yinzan shidi yinpa. Shivi namba yinpa. Shivi namba yin bichane inji chungi yinpa. O tindi ji toni jagwe re. Chunne ru tindi jita.
So the significance here, why the sun signifies the wisdom, is the sun has a nature of heat. And heat actually it burns away. And it has extraordinary qualities of heat that actually burns everything. And so therefore the generation of wisdom, understanding, emptiness can burn the self-grasping mind, ignorance, or the self-grasping mind. So therefore, the sun dicks represents or the signifies the wisdom, understanding, emptiness. And the moon dicks represents or the signifies the method. Method here refers to the compassion or the bodhicitta, because the moon has the nature of coolness. And so therefore it is that coolness is again, coolness, the nature of coolness here refers to the pacifying or the peace. So therefore this moon dex represents what we call the method or the great compassion. So this is a general introductions of the visualization of the deity, but also, and again, when one engages in particular deity, one particular deity, it doesn't necessarily that you have to visualize both, you know, sun and moon disks together, because sometimes there's only a moon disks and, you know, and so forth. So the reason why I'm going through this explanation right now is a general introduction. So normally when we engage in the deity practice, so those two decks are visualized. So then next is so the next, the second one is the letter deity. So letter deity here refers to is a visualizing the actually mantra of the particular deity. And the syllables, or the long mantras, that is to be visualized, is said to be the letter deity. So then the third one is the sound deity. The sound deity here again refers to sound deity. When you, the way in which you visualize the sound deity is, let's take a example of the visualizing the sound deity of Avalokiteshvara. So you visualize the Sri syllable, and Sri syllable is again, you know, surrounded by the mantra, six syllable Om Mani Padme Hum. Then the mantra is not just a mantra, but it has a resonance of the mantra, the melodies of mantra, in other words, the melodies of mantra of Om Mani Padme Hum. It depends on the particular deity practice that you're engaging with. If one is engaging in different deity other than, you know, Avalokiteshvara's, then one need to visualize the respective, the mantra of the particular deity.
Ta tomba yige da.
So then the fourth one is the form deity, the visualization of form deity, which is Sukila. So the form deity, when you, the way in which you visualize the form deity is here, transforming Mahatma Sabinda Jebo, transforming the mantra garlands as well as the Siddh syllables into the particular deity, form of the particular deity, is said to be the form deity.
Tā tījī tī rīmbā jī gōngu tā, tā mō tōng bā jī, tī yī gī jī, tī nī dā jī, tī nī zūg jī, tā zūg jī tū tā lā tī tī kū ngō, bē jī rī zī na, jī rī zī, chā tōng jī tōng yī na, chā tōng jī tōng kāntī jī na, tī yī ngō gō yā.
So there is a proper order of those visualizations, beginning from empty deity, and letter deity, sound deity, and then form deities. So when it comes to the form deity, visualization of form deity, then one need to visualize the whichever the deity practice that one is engaging with. One, for instance, if one is engaging in the practice of Avalokiteshvara, then one need to visualize the complete form of Avalokiteshvara.
Number one, da zuge. Tā chājā tēmā nāmbā tūkṣ, tā chājī lāsā, tēmī lāsā nī. Tā chājī lāsā yādī, chājī chūjū, nīnjū, nīnjū lāmī jū, lāsū sūsū kī chājā mīndā mīndā yu yīnsā, tēndē kī chājā chē nī, yū sūsū chī wōn tīmā nīngā lā, nī jāyā tīlā chājī lāsā kī yūrīs.
So then, it is also called the seal deity, or the deity of mudra. You could also say the deity of mudra. Chagela, there's a literal translation to Chagela, is a deity of mudra. So the mudra here again, there are different kinds of mudra, the different ways in which that one engages in the practice of mudra, depending upon the classes of tantra, Asian tantra, performance tantra, yoga tantra, high yoga tantra. All of those different classes have a different ways in which that engage in the practice of mudra. So then each of those classes of tantra has a different mudras. So whichever the classes of tantra or practice that one is engaging, one focuses on the mudra by placing one's joint hand on the respective area of one's body. It's said to be the seal deity or the deity of mudra.
Then chaja singde ta chaju da juju la chaja se da chang kichim yin da ne kadi shiba da ji chaju se de chi gi jawa da nang gi jiba ni gi na ne chi gi jawa la zo dui ba yin ba zo chi ba yin ba de de yin da ne zang da ji gu da chaja ji gu da ha chang gi kichim yin ba da chaja ma ji na ne ji ka zo de chaju gi nyam ne chi la do ya ge da ni ga ye de ba de de ji mi chen de chaja zo cha ge de su
So the mudra is a very important part of our practice, particularly the practice of action tantra and the performance tantra. The mudra needs to be complete because as we went through that earlier, in our last sessions, because when speaking about the practice of the action tantra, it relies more on the external activities such as cleanliness and the diet restrictions and relying on mudras, and offerings need to be done in a very proper manner and so forth. And so therefore this mudra, if one is unable to complete the mudra, then it is your ritual practice or your sadhana practice will become incomplete.
Tena chaju gi lagi chaja da juju lai chaja mi do la korang gi chaja mi do de na yin chaju da juju gi la la chiba phungin gi chibi lhamo gi pe chaja ya mi do ta de yin ta mi do mi do yo de xie bi to ni
So therefore, it is very important to understand when one is engaging in the practice, engaging in the practice of mudra. One should understand one's practice, which classes of tantra that one's practice belongs to. And based on the understanding or based on recognizing of the classes of tantra, one engages in the particular mudra that actually belongs to that particular class of tantra and so forth. Because in the action tantra, performance tantra, yoga tantra, and highest yoga tantra, all of them has a different mudra. So one need to identify and understand the differences of the mudras. And also, when we are engaging in the practice of mudra, we're not simply engaging in one's own mudra, but we're emanating the offering goddesses. So offering goddesses, all of them have a different mudras as well, depending upon the different classes of tantra. So then the sign deity in general here, the sign deity is the visualizing at the heart of the deity, which is a sign, which actually the sign of the particular deity. For instance, if one is engaging in the practice, deity practice of the Avalokiteshvara, and one visualizes the lotus flower, the lotus at the heart of Avalokiteshvara, and then if one is engaging in the deity practice of Vajrasattva, one visualizes the five-spoked Vajra, the blue Vajra, at the heart of Vajrasattva. Is said to be the sign deity. In other words, when we speak about the sign deity, one must understand the implement, the hand implement that actually signifies the deity itself, and that needs to be visualized at the heart of the deity.
That is all. Tomba yege dazu chaja sema number two. That is logic gumaina the truth sangudo. The truth sangudo.
So this is what we call the meditation on six deities, six deities in accordance with action tantra. So in the beginning, of course, we need to meditate all of this in a proper manner, so it takes time. And as as you practice and you become familiar with this practice, then it really becomes natural to oneself and then becomes so convenient to engaging in this practice in a very, naturally in a proper manner.
That is, la trugu gune ranghar jebasung. Tā tīndi kī trūk tāngyū tōni, hini rāng lār jīpa yīnanda, dūna bē lā jīn tāpa yīnanda, tā tī lōsāng jīpa rēs, tī sūngyū.
So then this, according to this particular, classes of tantra, such as action tantra, then one's DAT practice must be completed based on the completion of the six deities. Either one generate oneself into the deity, or one visualize deity in front of oneself.
で、だ。ダンボラニ、ラニラチェバでな。グバカレですな。カジシバナジンドンハゲチバ。ドダンハゲチバで。アネカズブレ。ああ。グ。モンバラサ、モンバラ
So the main purpose of visualizing oneself into the deity is that by means of visualizing and transforming oneself into the deity form, is one is able to implant a propensity within oneself to become oneself as a pure form of deity in the future. So, in other words, you're actually planting a seed that enables one to accomplish the pure state of deity body in the future. So it is therefore we're engaging in the practice of generating oneself into a deity form.
Takasore Jajula Jajula Daji Yusingi Messing it renewals. Dajis na Ranlachi. Ranlachi at the using it na missing it. That's what the middle new words.
So you may find that there are two different systems. And one system would say that there's involvement of self-generating deity practice in the action tantra. And the other system would say there's no involvement of self-generation deity practice in the action tantra.
Lo, lo member da, lo shu chewa, lo hose gu da ga jin nuba chewa da chunga, tiri rin mura mura yungu yoris. To lo member ji da, lo gita ga sui da, nuba chunga ji samtang ba yin na, rang lar jie ba di la, ngam ra nabu ji da, xin na nabu ji ye ba yin da, tiri cha ni miwa sungu yoris. Mato jiyong ki member, tiri sungu yin ba yoris.
However, those two different systems, there's no contradictory at all. Because when speaking about the practitioner of the action tantras, there are different inclinations and dispositions of the practitioners of the action tantras. There are some whose mind is a bit inferior, would not really engage in the practice of the self-generating, which means the generation of deity form, oneself generating into the deity form, because sometime, again, with lack of this confidence, one may feel discomfort of generating oneself into the deity. So therefore, they will choose to engage in the deity practice by visualizing deity in front of oneself. So therefore, there are another kind of practitioner whose mental capacity is more superior, can transform themselves into the deity form and engage in the self-generating deity. So therefore, the two systems are not actually contradictory at all.
Nima thawen lange jijegi tichir. Ate kadula pumuchi nga tuwetar. Tangi de jijegi gomba ina nga bi domba shenatsa wote ni judu marwesi. Nangi domba ninji wote shenatsa wote judu marwesi. Tindegi taka ji sim nauta tini yungu ta. Tindegi nauta yungi chila ko raji ngi tanan rochi yungu yorwa ta. Ta tindegi nda ko pacha ja rana ma to tin juya ki yamarwa. Ta tindegi toni zogo sungu yisar.
So for example, I want to share a short story about during my stay in Taiwan. At one time I was requested to give the teachings on the Vajravaras commentary. So while I was giving this Vajravaras commentary, and then of course there are a lot of involvement of visualization of deity and so forth and becoming oneself into the form of Vajravara. And then I was asked a question by one of the lady by saying that if I visualize myself in the form of Vajravara, then my beautiful face will really turn into a very, not really attractive looking deity face. So, you could see the capacity, the mental capacity of the individuals who's actually engaging in those practices. Some of them are not really comfortable with visualizing oneself into this particular deity and so forth.
다 대기 남도 어디 간대지 용구에 쓰려면은 다 동반이다 가서 우리 추기 염려서 넘다 동반이라 소바 된대기 림바지는 공과 임바 사바도에 돈이 대변하게 염려 제약이 또 임바 마시요 공기 라니 사진 오 리노리 삼비 삼바 된대지 돈 용인자 된대리 될라다 아 라인 하고 그래 가지고 차고 그랬어
So this kind of questions as clearly indicates that such an individual lacks the understanding of emptiness here, understanding of emptiness. And then when we speak about visualization of deity and meditating oneself or the transforming oneself into the deity, then individual suddenly think about themselves is really becoming a that particular deity without, you know, reflection on the emptiness and also the stages, the different stages of the meditation that we have talked about earlier. So if the individual who understands the proper way of visualizing deity, then such an individual will understand that your ordinary form of body, speech, and mind is not really becoming that particular deity. Rather, your ordinary form is actually purified within the emptiness. Within the sphere of that particular emptiness, you then generate a newly generated deity, not just you yourself, as ordinary being, becoming that particular deity, but your ordinary form is completely purified into the emptiness. Within the sphere of that particular emptiness, you then generate yourself emptiness. So we need to really know the requirements, the criteria, the fulfillment of the criteria to become oneself as a suitable practitioner of the deity or the tantric practices. Because in engaging in the tantric practices, one can gain the state of enlightenment very swiftly if one undertake the practice very carefully, precisely, and appropriately. So then if one is unable to do that, then again, one's practice of Tantra even become a cause for falling oneself into the hell realms and so forth. So therefore, we need to know the requirements to qualify oneself to become a Tantras. Because Rinpoche has also mentioned that if one is with the lack of understanding of emptiness and wisdom, realizing emptiness and bodhicitta, if one recites certain mantras for a long period of time, instead of becoming enlightened, you may take a revert as a ghost. So then the text goes, it says, you generate yourself as a deity by relying on the six deities, inviting wisdom beings to the place in front of you, and making an offering to them and so forth, and reciting mantra without deteriorating the four branches through combining restraint with the vitality exertions. So here, visualization of visualizing the deity, so one can visualize oneself, one can transform oneself into the deity, or one can visualize deity in front of oneself as well. So there are two ways in which one engages in the practice of deity, deity meditation. So then, when it says the making and offerings to them and so forth, so when it comes to the offering, there are again of different kinds of offerings: the external offering, internal offering, and the secret offerings. Secret offerings. So what is meant by the external offering here is the external offerings of the five sense objects, five desire objects as well. And then also the external objects here also refers to the flower, incense, light for the lamp, perfume, foods, and so forth are also included as a external offerings. So that when it comes to the internal offerings, so in the action tantra, there's no involvement of the internal offerings. Internal offering is the practice of internal offering is done only in Haisawa tantra, because there's involvement of five meats and five nectars, and transforming those five meats and five nectars into the pure internal offerings and making an offering. So this practice is not involved in this action tantra. The secret offering here refers to the reflection upon the non-inherent existence of oneself, a self who is actually making an offering, and the non-inherent existence of the substance of the offering itself, object of offering itself. And then the offering to whom you made is also visualized in a non-inherent existence. So therefore, it is called the sacred offerings. So then in this particular context of the action tantra, and there's two offerings, two different kinds of offerings are involved, external and secret offerings. There's no involvement of the internal offerings. So then when it comes to those offerings, visualization of offerings, one can make an offering, engage in the practice of offering, whether either the offering is actually arranged or it is emanation or emanated through one's mind or the manifestation of one's mind.
Da a yela ji ji song bare yela ji de gar sin na pijin de yin sa re sang da da sin na ji la ju lu si da de ta nga na zu be la de ju go ma yin na go ya ge ta dil la de du da 단지 셈바 이시 셈바 땡이니 셈바 셀람나 미라 수용도 담지 숨 담지 숨 숨나 담보티 야사르
담지 숨 숨이 바람
아 담지 숨
So then this will be then followed by the practice of what we call three samayas or three commitment. So three samaya here refers to the one is the practice of visualizing oneself into a dhamsa samba, which means the samaya being or the commitment being. And then the next is the wisdom beings. And then this will be then followed by the visualization of concentration beings or the tingyatsi sampa, concentration beings.
Tamsi sampa sengde, ranyi la yung wo jaya de la, tamsi sampa.
So what is meant by commitment being or the samaya being here? So samaya being here refers to the individual who has generated him or herself into the deity is said to be the samaya being.
Kiji sama sing de ranyi la chi bi je la ka so de la yin yi shi ba de da ga jian dra ya ge la jian dra ya ge la de ranyi la tin ba ma na rang ni ga la gong ba de de sam na ma la yi sa ba
so then the wisdom being here refers to having generated oneself into the deity, one then invoked the deities. The particular deities is said to be the wisdom beings, and not only that, invoking those wisdom deity, but that invoked wisdom deities is dissolving into oneself. The dissolve into oneself is said to be the wisdom practice of wisdom deity.
Thing is, I must say that yes, simply together, ni sabo generation si, yamen di, that thing is sabo nila. Ani thing is sima.
So then the last one is said to be the Tingyatsi Sampa, which is a concentration being, previously that you have invoked the wisdom beings and dissolved into yourself, and visualizing the wisdom being residing at the heart of oneself. And then the very heart of this wisdom being, one visualizes the syllable of the particular deity is said to be the concentration beings.
That is the Ranla Chibayana, Takaji, and do the change Ramayana, Tamsim Yachogur, Ranla Chibayana, Tamsim Yachogur, Kuchiba no Tachibaris.
So this is also known as triple stack beings, Tamsisumba, the triple stack beings. So this can be visualized either generating oneself into the deity or the deity that is visualized in front of oneself. So one can apply this practice of triple stack beings and front generating deity and as well as the practice of self generating deity. So then here, when one visualizes oneself into the form of deity, then one visualizes the moon disk or the sun disk at one's heart. So this moon disk, the visualization of the moon disk or sun disk is it's in nature. In aspect, it is the moon or the sun disk, but in nature, it's one's own mind. One should visualize that particular disk in nature is one's own mind, and in aspect, it's either moon or the sun disk.
Then the Devi Chingo thing do any chances, and that's how she knows that there is a judge doing that she knows sometimes. Yes, she takes on that meaning, Gumje and all. Then it's good.
So then, on the moon disk, one then visualizes the sixth syllable of the particular deity. In the context of Avalokiteshvara, one visualizes the three syllable on the moon disk at one's heart. And then try to observe, one need to place one's mind, pay a full attention on the three syllable that is visualized at one's own heart.
Sri ki thakola bani bimi humse agi agi kordeva.
Then Sri is surrounded by the six syllable mantra Om Mani Padme Hum is visualized.
Tende ki nga te ki dagi nama imba. Ta nga dangjiro dangi nama imba chila. Sim mi ba ten gongoye chi sumare.
So then this the mantra which is the surrounding mantra of the three syllables are resonance of the mantra. It has a it has a resonant of the mantra. In other words, the melody of the mantra. So this is a one particular way of practicing of meditations on the deity, of visualizing the moon disk as one's heart, and moon disk being in nature one's own mind, and in aspect as a moon disk. On the moon disk, you visualize the three syllable surrounded by the six syllable mantra, which has a melody. Not only just it's a mantra, but it has a resonance of the mantra. And then try to remain focused on that, one's mind. Try one's best to actually completely remain focusing on this tree and the mantras.
Tende shi ngandrin da cheba le yose kabo tri yose kabo tri wi chen chen ne su su ge nyumo tu sun chi da la ba de be nyinji gi ngen da kondo sheda nyinji de mi du cho kondo sheda tende me ba che so san be san ba tende che to ne di ju che a da ya so ba da gum je ya so de sung do.
So then this is from the three syllable that you have visualized at your one's heart. Both three syllable and as well as the mantra garlands, the white and very brilliant white lights emanate from the three syllable and the mantra garlands. Thereby, that purifies all the negativities, particularly the negativities of the hatred, anger, which are the opposite of compassion, love, and so forth, are all purified. So this is one kind of meditation is done in conjunction with the recitation of mantra.
The dada sim dance, dancing thing hard chi, sim thing davichin gud chi, ta yila jor se yitela, ane rangi jen da yingi jis, ni se yondu, ane Chajula Daji Yobade, the do is Yisede, Rang Yisede, Rang Hajiba, Ying Yisede, Nudu Yishiba Jenraya, Tidela, Yinni Sundo, Yinni Yuanta, Daji Lakazo Chajuli, Daji Yosea Kunti Dangerta.
So then here we could see the mantra garland that has a resonant of the mantra, and then the dix, the moon dix, is visualized in the nature of one's own mind. So then you're remaining focused on that, and then you recite the mantra. And so then this particular practice actually indicates there is an existence of self-generating practice in this action tantra. Because previously we talked about there are two different systems, that one accepts the self-generating, one does not. So therefore, and this, when you look at this practice, the practice itself proves the existence of the involvement of the self-generating practice in the action tantra, because they are saying the two different kinds of bases upon which one generates deity. One is the basis of oneself being transforming or generating oneself into deity. Then other basis is the basis in front of oneself, which is the front generating deity.
That is the Yila Jolo says, Yi de la Rangini Chasson, Ranzid, Rara, Suzorani, Lying Wachigma, the Suzorani Tonja Jin, Lying Wachibainza, Rangi Jis. Yang is adding, do not change Ranjak, Ranli Tatibi, do not change Ranjadilla, Yang is the Rimudo Yichanuda.
So it is therefore you find a two different bases upon which the visualization of the deity practice is taken. Here, one is the basis of one's own self, which means the being oneself as a basis of generating and becoming oneself into the deity on the basis of purifying one's impure body, speech, and mind in the emptiness within the sphere of emptiness one generates into the deity. And another one is that other basis, which is the entity separate from one's own self. In other words, that visualizing the deity in front of oneself, and that too is done on the basis of again reflecting upon the emptiness.
That demand ruined. So do domba dan dani yelaji manyambar deva manyamba deva chawa namso tadiji no sachi. Ta judi omasun ni shebe sozo dan sandu palu ji kon ni shebe sozo dan tungo ni shebe sozo sum mira yang.
So then it goes to those who have this book. So we will read the book at 33, page 33. You can look at the page 33. It says, the term vitality, the vitality exertion, or the pranayama, in Sanskrit, it's called pranayama. It's a soto in the Tibetan term that exists in the three lower classes of Tantra. In the corpus of the Arya system of Guha Samaja and the Kala Chakra, but its meaning is not the same in each. So, therefore, you know, in order to understand the difference among those different classes of the Tantra regarding the vitality exertions, then one need to study those different classes of Tantra, such particularly of the Guha Samaja and Kala Chakra.
That Jude Oma Sumni Shibi Sozoji Tunye Des, that Tungo the Sandu Sozul Kadujuna Shira, that Jude Oma Sumni Shibi.
So then it says the meaning of the vitality exertions for the three lower classes of the Tantra. Three lower classes of Tantra here refers to Action Tantra, Performance Tantra, and the Yoga Tantras. To the vitality here refers to the wind. There's wind that circulates through the door of sense and so on, through the door of sense such as eye, ear, nose, and so forth. And through the pores of the body, through the pores of one's body and head, an exertion is the mindfulness aware of distraction when the mind is diverted to the other focal objects. So it says like an assertion, the mindfulness awareness of distraction. When the mind is diverted to the other focal objects, therefore the meaning of resistance through the vitality exertion is the recitation of those winds internally without letting them disappear externally.
다들 다 변하잖아. 땅 알아서 배전에 있는 우리 당기 나기 전에 배전에 있는 우리 고마 간실라. 야 샘치로라 안 되니. 로아 수수 대하지 안 되고다. 수수 야지 가자 야산 되고다. 드니라 샘 초대 배이나. 아 소소 건축이 뭐 소소 담바들 얘기 뭐다. 다 소소 담바들 드니기 샘 옛라 망초하지니. 나도 두바. 미바 가를 때기나. 예면은 나할 때기나. 예면은 살 때기나. 대라 샘니에 투야체들라. 소소 담바스.
So here the meaning of the wisdom through a vitality and exertion, the vitality and exertion is, you know, if you take in a very in a lucid form. So when one is engaging in the deity practice or the meditation on deities, initially one may be is very focused. And so attentive of one's own practice of deity, becoming oneself into the visualizing oneself into the form of deity, and as time goes by, so then your mind wanders. You are unable to focus your mind on where you are supposed to be focusing. So then that means you are not really being able to restrain through the vitality exertions. You're not being able to apply that particular practice, what we call the restrain. The vitality exertions. So without letting your mind wander elsewhere, and you're able to focus your mind without any distractions upon the object of your meditations, then that is said to be the meaning of the wisdom through the vitality exertions.
And then some of the one me by yin ten tell in with ten by imbis. So to dumps, so said the Runger. Temba sing the soa sing the Miba yen ten, semi yendala yimi, yimi sim de la temba yagris, so soa yagris, soa. Then they need two dumba de la, tam, tema juba, no chimutrova, tema juba jebatella, and the dumbas. That coordinate Raguda.
So what you should understand here is to not letting your mind wander outside and try to, you know, maintain the mindfulness. Upon which that your chosen meditation object. So if you're able to, you know, maintain this focus, the single-pointed concentrations, then it is this is what is known as the restrain through the vitality exertions.
Ta chida ang to lungs na sim may maroch sim maris lungs na sim maris di ina ang hag nula. Lungsim jubajins. There are same kawaii chimbaina, lung yeres, lung. Lung de la lung rabata, lung tramo. Same la same rabata, same tramo. The new yenza, same kawaii chimbatara, lung lugu yeres.
So, in general, the wind is said to be not the mind. But in the tantric systems, wind is always associated with the mind. Wind, wherever the mind goes, the mind is always accompanied by the wind. So then also there are different kinds of winds, you know, the subtle level of wind as well as the grosser level of wind. Similarly, you will also find the subtle level of mind and the gross level of mind.
Tanah kau tu sih ada cerim sungguh tu, cerim ini kala, ni kalau sungguh tu, sem, jenah main baca ni, susu tinggi tinggi, kalau ha, ni ada, lagi kuih ni ada, ha, terus sem, miba, tiba tiga orang ni, lom susu tu kuih, sem, lom, cuci rumah juga je, nampu tu lah. Tahu zoram ini kala, tiada baca, ni baca ciri ciri, ni lom ni mah pun, romanya salah pun ya, tu ya, ingi tak tu ya, tu ya, ini ki, rumah je sungguh tu, kau, tada lom ni dewa tu, suci macam macam kuih.
So in the practice of this generation stage, what with the kirim, which means the generation stage, that focuses more on the visualizations of the deity of oneself. And by the power of that focus, one will be able to, you know, circulate the wind through your channels, your appropriate channels. And so then when it comes to the practice of Dzogrim, which is the completion stage, when it comes to the practice of the completion stage, then not only you're able to, you know, circulate those winds and energies through the channels, but also it's by means of the practice or the proper practice of one's completion stage, one is able to circulate the wind within the central channel, which is which normally the winds, as ordinary beings, the winds are not actually circulating through the central channel. A central channel has no space to really get through the winds. But when it comes to the proper practice of this completion stage, one is able to circulate wind through the central channel. It is based on the practice of the wind, the practice of the wind and channels, or the prana practice, in other words. If one really follows the instructions properly, and one does the practice precisely and unmistakably, then this will really change your physical body, your physical conditions, such as feeling oneself as a very light and active, and so much so that one can also perform miracles as well. But, you know, floating oneself in the space and so forth, it is through the, you know, proper practice of the prana.
So the
most important part here is to really focus on the meditation, object of meditations, not letting your mind wander, but rather pay a full attention and fusing your mind within the object of meditation is said to be the most essential part of the practice.
What did you say? That thing, the young man, the water, Sagma, then you chill to Munju, but now do Zimena, so do the Mutuin be chirrus. That the latter thing, Latu Mutushimba, Latu the Mutushu. And then Elijah said, Dada, send the Yila Jurus, Jidela, Rangi, the Jingi, the Shimba, the Jidi, never say, and then so do them the sort of Zoani Kalimba, so sing it, moving but so sing it.
So today here we will stop here with this, and so far we have covered that the practice of the sixth visualization of six deities, and then we talked about the basis. Of oneself being a basis of generation of deity, and the basis of the other, which is the visualization of deity in front of oneself and so forth. So those are, so far we have covered this, and so I would like to encourage all of you, if you have the text, so you can just read, and then try to review the teachings that so far, teachings we have received so far. So we'll take a few questions if you have.
Yeah.
I have a question. Is there a problem if we visualize the, I understand about visualizing the syllable, but is there a problem visualizing the mantra in English?
Oh.
It should be okay because the mantra, the source of the mantra is a Sanskrit. And then of course in the Tibetan, we also read the mantra in a Sanskrit word in Tibetan, right? So as long as you are, the words are appropriate and resonance of the mantras are appropriate, then it should be fine.
Yanchi karasina, ta nga ki dandang jiro, nga ki dandang di dandang tata yuntuba chena ya yores. Yang dandang ki juni ya kwa kasuri, tanda midwa kwa sigiris. Tiya kichim chakiris.
So the mantras, the pronunciation, appropriate pronunciation is very, very important because if you, you know, pronounce an inappropriate pronunciation will lead to a different meanings again. So,
Can I ask, it mentions the law of manuals in here, the law of manuals, and can you just elaborate a little bit on what that is, the law of manuals?
Where it is? It's in.
It's the second to last paragraph on page 34, and it's the last sentence. The awareness itself is further reclassified in the sixth mind.
So this is a commentary of. Yeah, it's a commentary of because Rinpoche is going through that root text right now. So he may not have this root text. So it's 34, right?
Yeah,
it is a commentary.
The Lord Manuals, is that a general commentary or is it a commentary on specific?
On the specific preface, yeah. I will ask Rinpoche about that. But you said the 34, the last paragraph?
Second to the last paragraph, the last sentence.
I couldn't find it. Mindfulness is. Loric Mendels, okay. I got it, yeah. Oh, they done it. Then they granted the Chabesh Yoruba. They now, yeah. They. Salam Gitisha Direshadwa. Chichi de Gondikavia and the Samjung Namja Shingo, Restikavia. Samjung Namja Shia de Lorik the Altawas Lavia, the Lorik the Candinas, the Lorik the Carina,
the
Lorik, the Indicate Mendo, sometimes dictated in the Pagiri.
Salung Namja Shivala, same Rodan Shigure, similar Taramon Boyere, and the Namja the Shigure, the Loda requested, same the Simjungi Namja the Shigure, that Loris Misigura, same Namja Shiak, that Pichi Zuera, that the Janai Shiakit Mishuris, two candidates Shiva in the Lurishigur, how about the Hag Namja Shivala, Lun Rodan, the Simjung Rodan, the Shiakit Machagris, the name Sunir.
So this refers to one particular text of the mind and mental factor, of mind and mental factor of this is called also Lorik. It's a awareness, mind and awareness, as you could also say. And this is it's very, you know, important part for
Abhidharma, or is it Yogacara, or is it all
No. Need to translate to Mache what he said. Okay, I got it. Okay. The mind and mental factor, the studying of the mind and mental factor is very important, because without understanding the mind and mental factor, in other words, the lyric, it is difficult for us to actually practice Tantra, because it talks about a lot of different kind of mental state and talks about the channel and prana or energy channels and so forth. So therefore, studying of the lyric is very, 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 very essential, very, very important to study the tantras.
Jina sim da sim nyung sidu. Ta nga ra tsu kangal ju la sim da sim nyung, yu yu karwa. Yina ya sim da sim sing di kandiji ya gu yu, sim nyung sing di kandiji yi. Tina la gyewa da mi gyewa da nungma ta mangpo ji yewa, tiri ki yewa mangpo ji yewa yinza, yewa da yabu ji xieba yina, ane suzu chu chi na tabi dibu dochi. Cha yu resi.
So we all possess this mind and mental factor. So when, particularly when it comes to the mental factor, there are different kinds of mental factors. The various kinds of mental factors. Such mental factors are virtuous, and there are mental factors that are non-virtuous, and there are mental factors that are neutral and so forth. So for the practitioners, it is very important to know, so what kind of mental factor that really becomes a meritorious, and what kind of mental factor that really becomes a non-meritorious and so forth.
We made it seem like dedication prayer beginning on page 23 and 24, and then continue with auspicious wishes on page 28.
Sabara Jesu Losantrapai, Tembe Nyimbo. Rabdu